啊，我们在一起，我们成为教会的，我们在这里组成教会。
We're here as a church。
我发现，在圣经上有许多地方也讲到有关于地方教会不同的描述。
I realize in the Bible there's many descriptions of different churches。
但是在其中呢，各种环境在条件上、环境以及条件上面。
However, when we consider the different circumstances and the makeup of the church。
与我们第一浸信会最相似的地方应该算是安提阿教会。
I realize that the one that most similar to our church, the First Baptist Church here, will be the church at Antioch.
在移民的问题上面
，especially in terms of immigration，
在多元化
heterogeneous situation，
在信徒与牧者的造就
，in the building up of Christians and pastors。
以及在宣教等方面都与我们教会有类同的地方。
And also in terms of missions, the many similar characteristics.
所以今天早晨在2018年的第一个主日。
So therefore, in the first Sunday of 2018,
我想要借这个机会与大家一同来思想安提阿教会。
I would like to take this opportunity to consider with you the Church of Antioch.
并且盼望能够借此成为你我在今年的鼓励。
And hopefully, the message will bring us encouragement for the new year.
在第十一章第十九节开始讲到这个安提阿教会的开始。
In chapter 11, start to describe the beginning of the church at Antioch.
那其实这个教会的来源是在于耶路撒冷教会的一些信徒他们所产生的。
In fact, the starting of the church is.They are due to coming of some Christians from Jerusalem.
我们如果思想到耶路撒冷教会的话
，When we think of the Jerusalem Church,
在使徒行传第二章里面，对我们有也有很详细的描述。
In Acts chapter 2, there's a very detailed description.
在那里呢，告诉我们在第二章四十六以及四十七节说。
In the chapter 2, 45, 46, the scripture says,
46, 47节说，他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
It talks about the disciples, they gather in the temples, in their house, they gather together to have meals and also have communions, and then,They praise the Lord, and the Lord add the people are saved into their midst.
所以在这个耶路撒冷的教会里面
，So in the Church of Jerusalem,
在那里他们有真诚的信主经验。
We see that they have a genuine experience of new Christian life.
因为这群人他们是自从听了彼得的信息以后，心中感到扎心，并且他们悔改信主。
Because this group of people, after they heard the message of Peter, they were being moved and touched in their heart, peace in their heart, and they came to Christ.
圣经也告诉我们，他们中间有非常融洽的团契生活。
The scripture tells us that they have very harmonious fellowship life.
他们有擘饼，他们聚会。
They worship together, they have communion together.
并且他们过着健康的团契肢体生活。
And they live a very healthy fellowship life.
他们也有非常美好的见证。
They also have great witness.
当他们在面对逼迫的时候
，especially when they are facing persecutions.
他们仍然忠心的见证主。
They still faithfully witness of the Lord.
此外，他们也有非常有果效的外展的事工。
They also have very effective outreach programs.
他们到各处去传扬基督的福音。
They went to different places to preach the gospel of Christ.
除此以外
besides
这一群基督徒
this group of Christians,
他们还有其他多元化的特性。
They also have a very multicultural characteristics.
如果你记得在他们这个在他们的群体当中
we observe in among their midst.
他们有社会阶层当中的多元化。
They have different levels of from a different strata of the society.
例如说，他们有中间有说希腊文的寡妇。
For example, they have some Greek widows.
他们是在社会上面的弱势。
These are the weaker group in the society.
但是他们在教会当中出现。
However, they appear in the church.
除此以外，他们也有在文化上面的多元。
They also have a multicultural aspect.
也在语言上面也是多元。
In terms of language, also very multilingual.
在当时的希腊文。
There are people speaking Greek.
在当时也有亚兰文在他们当中来使用。
Or Aramean used among the midst.
那因此很多双语的人物。
So there are many bilingual people among the church.
也有很多人是所谓的双文化的人物。
There are also bicultural people.
此外，他们在性别以及在年龄上也应该是多元的。
And I think in terms of sex and also in terms of ages, I believe they are also a very mixed group.
但就是这样子的一群人。
And it's such a group of people.
他们遭遇逼迫的时候，四散到各处去。
When they faced persecution, they dispersed to other places.
如果今天我们纽约市有对于宗教逼迫或是宗教歧视的话，你会怎么办？
If today in New York City, if we encounter religious persecution or discrimination, what would you do?
也许你就会说，我要忍耐到底。
Perhaps you say, "Well, I will endure to the end."
我要与逼迫的势力抗争到底。
Or maybe I'll resist persecution.
但是也有人说，我没有这么大的能耐。
But maybe there are people who say, "I have no such patience."
我要先撤离纽约。
I will leave New York first.
我搬到 New Jersey.
Maybe I'll move to New Jersey.
以后我再想办法恢复我的生活的景观。
And from that new basis, I try to see how I can restore my previous religious life.
在耶路撒冷的教会，当他们面对逼迫的时候
，So in terms of the church in Jerusalem, when they facing persecutions.
使徒们大部分他们就留在耶路撒冷。
Most of the apostles they remained in Jerusalem.
但是许多的门徒他们就开始四散。
But many disciples they start to disperse to other places.
也许他们想要迁移到其他给予他们宗教比较更加容忍的地方。
Perhaps they're looking to go to places where they're more tolerant about their religion.
那在十一章十九节开始就讲到这群人他们离开耶路撒冷。
So in chapter 11 is described this group of people they started to leave Jerusalem.
当这群人他们往北散去的时候
，and when they move northwards,
他们的方向就指向着腓尼基，指向了居比利以及安提阿。
And their direction going towards Phoenician.Cyprus and Cyrene.
圣经上告诉我们说呢，他们中间呢，有些人不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。
The scripture tells us that some of them they only speak to the Jewish speaking people.
那不向别人，只向犹太人传道，这是可以理解的。
It's understandable why they only share the gospel to the Jewish people.
他们和那些跟自己在文化上面更能够沟通的人来传讲福音。
Because they seek to share with those who have a very close cultural tie with them.
但是在第二十节里面也告诉我们。
However, in verse 20, it tells us.
他说内中呢有居比路和古尼奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希利尼人传讲主耶稣。
But there are some who from Cyprus and Cyrene, when they got to Antioch, they also begin to speak to Greeks.
换句话说，在这群四散的人当中
in other words, among this dispersed group,
那中间有人呢就开始做所谓的跨文化的传福音的工作。
There are people who started to do cross-cultural evangelism.
福音因此得到广传。
And therefore, consequently, the gospel were being spread out.
也让我们看到在这里我们有一群人。
So we see that here we have a group of people.
这一群是传统的双文化的犹太信徒。
This is a group of traditional bicultural Jewish believers.
但是加上另外一群呢，希腊信徒所组成的教会群体。
But they also have another group of Greek background believers. Together they became the church.
他们随走随传。
And they as they move along.They preach the gospel.
不单是与本文化的，不单与本文化，同时也跨越文化来传扬基督的福音。
Not only sharing the gospel to people of the same culture, but also cross culturally.
他们把福音留在他们所走过的不同的角落。
And they leave behind the gospel on the pathway they pass through.
那安提阿教会就是这样的一群人，他们在那个时候所建立的。
So the church of Antioch, was composed of a group of people like this.
换句话说，在安提阿教会里面充满了得救的故事。
In other words, in the church of Antioch, we can see a lot of a story about salvation.
有的人是在过去在耶路撒冷的时候就已经信主得救了。
Some of them, they became Christian while they were still in Jerusalem.
有的人是在这个路途的当中，在四散的路途当中，他们信主得救。
Some of them, they became Christian on the way towards Antioch.
但是还有一些人是他们等到在安提阿这个地方开始当地的信徒开始做传福音的工作，他们开始信主得救。
And yet still there are another group who became Christians because of Christians coming to Antioch and started to share the gospel with them.
无论如何，安提阿教会是一个传扬福音的教会。
So we can see that the church of Antioch is a church that shared the gospel of Christ.
但是安提阿教会也是一个训练造就的教会。
But the church of Antioch is also a church that trained the disciples.
这里让我们看到呢，这其中有巴拿巴以及扫罗，也就是保罗他的出现。
We see the appearance of Barnabas and also Saul or Paul.
那巴拿巴他的背景是怎么回事呢
？So what's the background of Barnabas？
他是一个出生在居比路的犹太利未人。
He's a Levite was born in Cyprus。
我们可以说呢，他应该算是一个双文化背景的一个人物。
We can say that he's a bicultural person。
圣经上告诉我们说，他的本名叫约瑟。
The scripture tells us that his original name is called Joseph。
但他却是带给别人一种安慰，并且柔性谦卑的。印象
but he is giving people an impression of able to comfort people and also very humble person.
那巴拿巴这个名字本身呢，就是代表所谓圣经上说劝慰子的意思。
Barnabas, it carries the meaning of being a comforter.
圣经也告诉我们说，他是一个不贪爱钱财的人。
Scripture also tells us that he's one who does not.Who did not love money?
告诉我们说，他甘愿的去变卖田产。
He willingly sold all his possessions,
并且提供给教会。
And then gave all these to the church.
因为他有更高的优先次序。
Because he have much higher priority.
但是我们讲到保罗的时候
，But when we talk about Paul,
我们发现保罗的出身就是更加的复杂。
We realize that Paul's background even more complicated.
保罗是出生在大树。
Paul was born in Tarsus.
那个是在耶路撒冷以北，这是以色列的这个巴勒斯坦以北的地方。
It's a place where it's north of Palestine.
那因此呢，他也算是属于在犹太散居的侨民。
So we can consider him to be maybe an overseas Jewish person.
他在那里，他的成长的过程也让他是一个双文化背景的人物。
So throughout the process of his growing up, we can consider him to be a multicultural person.
换句话说，他是一个多元文化并且多重语言的人物。
So he is a multicultural and multilingual.
他在原本是坚守犹太教的教义以及规条。
Originally, he very firm with his Jewish tradition and Jewish law, the teaching of the law.
并且他非常积极地逼迫当时的基督徒。
And he fervently persecuted the church.
但是有一天，当他在这个大马色的路上的时候
，But one day on the way to Damascus,
耶稣基督亲自向他显现。
Our Lord Jesus personally appeared to him.
结果他信主。
Then consequently he believed in the Lord.
但是因为他过去逼迫基督徒
But because in the past he had persecuted the church.
因此很不容易能够赢得别的人对他的信任。
So it's very hard for him to win the trust of other Christians.
甚至有一段时间
So there's a period of time.
他曾经隐居在阿拉伯的旷野当中。
He almost like lived a hermit life in the desert of Arab.
但是在当巴拿巴他了解安提阿教会的需要的时候
But when Barnabas realized the need of the church of Antioch
他邀请了保罗
So he invited Paul
一起到安提阿教会与他一起同工
To come to church of Antioch together to work with him
来做教导以及培训的工作
To do teaching and building up the disciples.
但我们也许会问到，到底是谁在造就谁？
So we may ask that who is trying to build up whom?
从表面上来看。
So on the surface,
Antioch 教会是有许多刚刚信主的人。
The church of Antioch has a lot, had a lot of new Christians.
这也是为什么耶路撒冷的教会他们要差派巴拿巴去。
And that's why a church of Jerusalem need to send Barnabas to go there.
去探望他们，并且去了解他们实地的情况。
To visit them to understand what the situation was.
当他看见神在众人当中的工作的时候。
But when he saw the work of the Lord among the people.
那这里告诉我们呢，他心中充满着喜乐。
The scripture tells us that in his heart he is filled with joy.
并且呢，他就劝勉众人。立定心志，恒久靠主。
And then he start to tell people how to be firm, and then depend on the Lord.
不但因此，他也更带领了更多的人也来相信主耶稣基督。
And then he also led a lot of new people to come to Christ.
然后他很热心就去寻找保罗。
And then he actively went to seek out Paul.
邀请他一起到安提阿做培训的工作。
And invited him to come to Antioch.
圣经说他们
to teaching work.
圣经说他们足足的待了有一年的时间。
Although scriptures tells us that they lived there for more than a year.
教训许多人。
And teaching many people.
甚至于当地的人都能够看得出来这批信徒他们的改变。
And even the local non-Christian, they observe the change of the Christians.
以至于从此呢，他就称呼他们这群人为基督徒。
And so the disciple will call Christians first at Antioch.
巴拿巴和保罗他们都尽上了教导培训的责任。
So Paul and Barnabas, or Barnabas and Paul, they fulfill their ministry to teach.
使得安提阿教会更加的成熟，更加的茁壮。
So that the church of Antioch were more mature and more strong.
但是在安提阿教会当中的服事中
，But in terms of serving the church of Antioch，
对于巴拿巴以及保罗也是有深厚的影响。
They have a long-lasting effect for Barnabas and Paul。
因为保罗原本他是一个逼迫基督徒的人。
For Paul, originally he was one who persecuted the church, the Christians.
所以当他信主的时候
，So when he became a Christian，
并没有太多人愿意接纳他。
Not too many people willing to accept him。
也没有太多人敢接纳他。
And not many people dare to accept him。
教会也没有容许他的空间。
The church had no place for him。
在信主以前。
Before he became a Christian,
他虽然有传统的法利赛人的圣经知识
，perhaps he had he had a lot of traditional knowledge of the Jewish Bible.
但是他却没有一个活泼的属灵的生命。
But he had no fervent spiritual life.
因此，他急需要能够有一个接纳他的信徒团体。
Therefore, he needed a Christian community that who can accept him.
不但帮助他学习过基督徒生活的过基督徒的肢体生活。
Not only to help him learn how to live a Christian community life，
并且给他一个机会，给他一个环境
，but also gave him a opportunity
来训练他的服事的技巧。
A circumstances to train his own gift to serve。
经过巴拿巴的介绍
，So because of introduction by Barnabas，
所以保罗他来到了安提阿教会。
Paul came to the church at Antioch，
并且学习服事，来学习搭配服事
，and started to learn how to serve in the community。
换句话说，保罗他虽然有圣经知识
，In other words， even though Paul had a lot of knowledges，
他有能力能够教导安提阿教会的会友。
He had the ability to teach the church at Antioch.
但是如果要成为一个合用的成熟的工人
，But in order to become a mature and a useful servant，
仍然需要有一个会众的环境来配合造就他。
He needed a environment from the group of the Christians.
安提阿教会就是这个神所预备培训的场所。
So the church at Antioch became this environment to train Paul.
我们也可以从此看到。
So therefore we can see
保罗和巴拿巴他们在安提阿教会当中服事以后。
Paul and Barnabas after serving in the church of Antioch,
他们都成为 他们都成为更加成熟的工人。
They both became more mature Christian servants.
他们两人的服侍的事迹。
And the opportunity for them to serve.
他们所有的服侍呢，后来就充满了《使徒行传》后半段的篇幅。
And all their the opportunity they serve and the situation they serve became the content of second part of Acts.
因此，安提阿教会的培训实际上是双向的。
So we can see that the teaching of in Antioch is is both ways.
工人栽培教会的会众。
The workers they help to teach the Christians.
会众也栽培工人
，But the Christian community also like taught the workers.
安提阿教会是一个训练造就的教会。
So the church Antioch is a church that train and they cultivate workers.
因为在他们当中不断有生命服事受造就的故事。
Because among them, they continually we hear story of teaching and discipleship training.
所以安提阿教会是一个传福音的教会。
So the church of Antioch is a church that preaches the gospel.
因为不断有得救的故事。
They have continually hearing story of salvation.
安提阿教会也是一个生命塑造造就的教会。
And the church of Antioch also is a life molding church.
因为不断的有人因此受到塑造，并且更合为主来使用。
We can see that.They continually to have people who being molded to become a more better servant of Christ.
但是安提阿教会也是一个差派拓展的教会。
But we also see that the church of Antioch is a sending church, mission sending church.
在十三章里面，十三章第一节里面呢，就提供给我们一个更美的图画。
In chapter 13, verse 1, he describes us to a more beautiful picture.
这里有一群不同背景的信徒。
Here you have a group of Christians from different backgrounds.
他们在一起寻求神的带领，神的引导。
Together they seek the will of God, the leading of God.
并且差派他们其中的成员到外地。
And afterwards, they sent people among them to go outside to serve.
这里让我们看到，首先这个巴拿巴。
We see here that we have Barnabas.
他是一个居比路在居比路出生的利未人。
He's a Levite, born in Cyprus.
双文化背景的人物。
Bicultural person.
这里讲到西面。
We also see Simeon.
西面他有一个绰号叫尼杰。
He's also called Niger.
他是这个是拉丁文里面黑的意思。
This is a Latin word for black.
可能是因为他的皮肤是他的肤色是黑色，他可能是非洲的非洲来源的人。
Perhaps because his dark skin, perhaps coming from Africa.
因此得到这个绰号。
Therefore, he has such a nickname.
路球很有可能是北非人。
Lucius or maybe from North Africa.
但是也有很可能是安提阿教会他们创始的成员。
But he might have been a founder of the Church of Antioch.
马念很可能是出自于一个极高的社会地位的家庭。
Manaen, he came from a family that have high status in society.
然后最后我们看到保罗。
And finally, we see Paul.
这个扫罗或是保罗。
Or Paul.
那他这个人物是法利赛背景的犹太人。
So his background is a Jew.
他也是生在善居的犹太群体当中。
He is also born in the diaspora of the Jewish people.
双文化并且多重语言。
And also bicultural and multilingual.
根据过去的经验。
So based on past experience.
他们这群人可能过去随走随传福音。
This group of people maybe they move along and preach the gospel.
在外地，当他们在外地迁移的时候，他们看到了这个世界是多大。
And they came from outside other area to Antioch. They had seen how big the world was.
他们也看到福音的工厂是有多么样的迫切。
And so they realized how urgent the need of the gospel was.
所以他们在此呢，他们就接受了圣灵的引导。
So therefore, right there, they accept the call of the Spirit.
巴拿巴与保罗是他们中间的教师。
So Barnabas and Paul. They were both teachers among them.
会众尊重他们。
So they were respected by the Christians.
但是巴拿巴与保罗也是在他们中间因为侍奉的环境而逐渐成熟的工人。
But through the teaching environment, these two people also became more mature leaders.
换句话说，他们正是安提阿教会培训传道人的结果。
In other words, we can say they are reached the fruit of the church teaching ministry.
从这样的这样子从自己当中产生的子弟
啊、these two became the fruit or the product of the church ministry.
因为国度的缘故
，and because of kingdom's sake，
因着神的带领
，because the leading of God，
安提阿教会他们愿意顺服。
The church of Antioch, they willingly obey,
并且大大方方地将这两个人差派出去
and generously send out these two people.
这是因为他们有国度的心怀
because they have a kingdom vision.
这是因为他们先寻求神的国以及神的义
because they were the group that first seek the law, the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
换句话说，在安提阿教会当中
in other words, in the church of Antioch,
也充满了差遣。传道的故事
We can see that there is filled with a story of sending and missions.
它是一个不断差派拓展的教会
This is a church that hadn't stopped sending out missionary and spreading the gospel.
在这样一个教会当中
So in such a church,
他们不断有人归主的故事
They have people who keep coming to Christ.
不断有人受到造就，并且成为更成熟工人的故事。
There are people who are being built up to become more mature servants of Christ.
但是也不断有当中他们被差派往外拓展的故事。
They also have stories of keep sending people out for missions ministry.
反观我们第一浸信会
，So when we look back at our First Baptist Church,
在某种程度来说，我们也好像安提阿教会一样。
To a certain extent, we are like the church at Antioch.
我们在我们中间有很多那个真诚信主的故事。
We have many of us here who have a genuine story of coming to Christ.
有的人是在你自己的本国或在你自己的故乡，在那里信主，并且来到纽约。
Some of you became a Christian in your own original country before you came to America.
有的人是在迁移的过程或者在移民的过程当中信主。
Some of you perhaps you became a Christian while on the way to America, becoming an immigrant.
好像十一章里面所描述的。
Like what was described in chapter 11.
更因为纽约的多元文化的社会。
And also, many of you because of the multicultural society in New York,
以及我们教会所关注的多元化的事工
and also because our focus in our church, the multicultural ministry,
所以我们不单把福音传给我们自己的同胞
so we not only preach the gospel to our own people.
同时我们也把福音传给其他的族群。
We also gladly try to share the gospel to other cultural groups.
所以某种程度来说我们也是一样的多元。
So, to a certain extent, we also very multicultural.
我们也同属于一样的善居运动。
We also belong to part of a dispersing community.
我们也同样带着一股同样带着一样的传福音的热忱。
We also carry with us the enthusiasm of preaching the gospel.
在我们当中不断还是有人信主得救的故事。
And in our midst, we continue to hear new stories of people coming to Christ.
同时，讲到有关于训练造就的教会。
And when we talk about the training and discipleship training,
我们也愿意在这上面，我们有参与我们的服事。
We willingly to have a similar kind of ministry.
因为多元化的缘故
and because of our multicultural situation,
我们有不同的表达方式
we have different way of express this situation.
我们在英文堂我们有生命小组
in the English congregation, you have a life group, life study group.
在中文堂我们有固定的读经营
in the Chinese congregation, we have a regular Bible camp.
在西班牙文堂我们有固定的主日学并且有很多的人参加。
In the Spanish congregation, we have a regular Sunday school lessons, classes.
在过去甚至于我们有神学院在我们当中。
And in the past, at one time, we even had a seminary in our midst.
在这个伯特利东方神学院曾经在我们当中很多年的时间。
For many years in the past, Bethel Seminary of the East had been in our church.
我们中间有许多的神学生的实习。
We have many seminary students who have been interns in our church.
并且我们还有许多的儿童事工的造就。
And we also have a great children's ministry.
从我们过去的 Awana,
In the past, we had Awana program.
后来到 Pioneer Club 以及今天的这个Kids Night Out.
Later on, we had a Pioneer Club, and then currently we have Kids Night Out program.
我们都训练、学习、训练、造就我们的儿童。
And through all this, we're learning to train and build out our kids.
我们教会过去曾经主办过Perspective 的课程。
In the past, our church all had Perspective course for people to attend.
这个宣教的展望课程，并且呢，我们也曾经主办过这个 Encountering Islam, 就了解回伊斯兰教的课程。
This is a missionary perspective course. And later we also had an Encountering Muslims special seminars.
然后我们下个礼拜，我们这个礼拜我们还有中文的 Kairos 的课程，这个把握时机的课程。
Starting this weekend, we the Chinese congregation is going to have a Kairos missionary prospective course.
这些都是宣教训练的课程。
These are all missionary training courses.
信徒受造就，并且学习服事。
So believers being trained and learn how to serve.
但是我们借着多元文化的侍奉环境
，But through our multicultural environment,
其实也提供给我们在我们当中服事的传道人一个成长的机会。
We also offer opportunity for our ministers, our pastoral staff, opportunity to grow.
多元文化的环境让我们都有机会能够学习跨越文化。
Because such multicultural situation allow us to learn how to cross-culturally minister.
让我们尝试新的服事。
Let us have an opportunity to try out to test out how to serve other people.
我们参与短宣。
We participate in short-term missions.
以及参与全教会的统一事工。
Or unified ministry of the church.
包括儿童，包括青少年，包括宣教。
Including in the unified vision, ministry, we have children's ministry, we have a youth ministry, also a missions ministry.
在我自己的服事生涯当中
So in my own personal ministerial life,
第一次带领丧礼
The first time when I officiate a funeral,
第一次带领婚礼
First time I officiate a marriage,
第一次带领敬礼
First time I conducted a baptist service, baptismal service,
都是在第一浸信会
All these opportunities all occur in First Baptist Church.
这些服事都是慢慢慢慢训练，并且慢慢成熟的。
These kind of ministry, I learn how to slowly and surely grow throughout the opportunities.
我们教会训练许多的神学生。
And our church had the opportunity to train many seminary students.
有些人留下来服事。
Some stay behind to serve.
好像 Pastor Gary,
like our Pastor Gary,
好像以前的 Maria Chuan, 张美玲传道
or our previous woman minister Maria,
或者是Carol Tom,
or currently Carol Tom,
或者是我自己
or even myself.
有些人在教会里面做实习生，神学院的实习生
There are people who work as seminary interns in the church.
他们受了造就
and after they've been trained,
毕业了以后到其他的教会来服事
After their graduation, they went to other churches to serve.
好像江世伟牧师
For example, our Chinese young man called 江世伟
好像雷敬业牧师
Or King Ray
好像西班牙堂以前的 José Sarabia 牧师
Or our previous Spanish Brother Jose Saravia,
或是我们的或是余淑维传道等人
，or maybe Minister 余淑维，
还有一些来自于外地的年轻传道人。
There also are the young minister coming from outside.
他们神学院毕业以后
，after they graduate from seminary,
教会不看他们没有经验
the church didn't look down at the, that they had, they didn't have experience.
反而大胆地邀请他们加入教牧同工的团队。
But rather, we boldly invited them to come to join the pastoral staff.
包括第一任关牧师在我们当中的服侍。
Including our senior pastor, Pastor Kwan, when he first came to First Baptist Church.
包括过去的西班牙堂牧师 Raul Adoni.
Our previous Spanish pastor, Raul Ratoni.
也包括我们现在的青年牧师 Chris Wong.
And including our current youth pastor,Christopher Wong.
而当牧师他们领受了呼召转换服事工厂的时候
And when the pastor received call from God to change their, the church of ministry,
教会也把他看成宣教事工的拓展
The church will, think of them as missionary, to expand the kingdom of God.
包括过去在我们当中的 Pastor Dave Miles.
For example, our past pastor, David Miles, who being our missed.
或是当年关牧师到香港服事的那段时间
or in the 90s when Pastor Kwan left the Chinese congregation to go to Hong Kong to serve
或是 McQueen 他牧师他当今仍然在我们教会所支持的宣教士的名单当中
or our former pastor Mike McQueen who continues to be a missionary that we currently support
还有牧师或是神学院的教授在纽约服事
there are also otherPastors or seminary professors who serve in New York City. They consider First Baptist as their spiritual home.
好像MacPierre 牧师
like Pastor MacPierre.
好像当年的 Jack Robinson 在我们当中做神学院院长的时候，也在我们当中聚会一样。
Our current missionary
Jack Robinson.
Jack Robinson. He once also attended the church.
When he was a seminary
when he was in the seminary president.
这些都是第一浸信会因着对国度的关心。
And this all happened because the concern of the kingdom vision of our church.
而慷慨的祝福教会来去的传道人。
And because of that, we are able to generously bless the other, bless God's ministers.
因为教会以国度的眼光来看他们的来去时候
because when the church is able to look at them from the perspective of kingdom
来也是神的祝福
when they come it's a blessing from God
去也是神的祝福
when they go it's also a blessing from God
因为最终这一切是关乎神而不是关乎我们自己
because ultimately it's not concern usBut rather concerning God.
这个是安提阿教会的精神。
And so this is the spirit of the church at Antioch.
我相信也是我们第一浸信会的精神。
And I believe that it also should be and is the spirit of First Baptist Church.
纵观未来这一年
when we look forward to 2018,
我们的祷告就是在我们第一浸信会当中。
Our prayer is that in First Baptist Church,
我们会不断的有得救的故事。
We continually to haveTo hear the story of salvation.
我会不断的有那个造就成长的故事。
We continue to hear story of people being built up and grow more mature.
并且我们不断会当中会有差派拓展的故事。
And we continue to hear story of a missionary sending and expansion.
我们教会所面临的挑战不小。
So the challenges that our church are facing is not small.
我们需要请牧师。
We need to look for a senior pastor.
我们需要把房子盖好。
We need to finish our building program.
我们需要继续预备三堂的成长。
We need to continue to help the three congregations grow.
我们需要强化我们的宣教。
We need to make our missionary ministry stronger.
我们需要强化我们的儿童事工，我们的青年事工。
We need to strengthen our children's ministry, our youth ministry.
我们需要寻求一个更健康的财务状况。
We need to see and build a better, more healthier financial situation.
我们更盼望我们能够争取对我们社区当中有更大的影响力。
And we look and we see how to have more influence in our community.
这些都是很大的挑战。
These are all great challenges.
但是只要在我们的当中
，But as long as we have one thing，
不断的有得救的故事
，That we continue to have the story of salvation，
不断的有造就成熟的故事
，Story of training and maturity，
不断的有差派拓展的故事。
Story of sending a missionary ministry.
我们就有能力相信，我们就有信心相信，这中间一定会，我们中间的挑战会被克服。
Then we have the faith that the challenges facing us can be solved.
因为我们知道
，because we know
神在我们当中做事。
God works among us.
神引导我们。
He guides us,
好像当年引导安提阿教会一样。
Like he guided the church Antioch in the older days.
我们说安提阿教会他们在宣教当中与神同行。
We say that the church of Antioch walked with God in missions ministry.
这是因为安提阿教会的人他们在宣教当中与神同行。
Because the people at Antioch, they walk with God in the missions ministry.
所以我盼望让我们今年我们一同，我们来写出得救归主的故事。
Therefore, I hope and look forward that together in this coming year we continue to write the stories of salvation.
我们一同写出那个造就成熟的故事。
We continue to write stories of building up disciples to be more mature.
我们一同写出拓展。并且差派的故事
and continue to write stories of missions work and sending ministries.
我们来祷告
Let's pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to lead us as a church to continue to give us stories of conversion. Continue to give us stories of transformation and maturing and formation of workers for the gospel. And continue to give us stories of sending people to do your work. Be with us and lead us to see your hands at First Baptist. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.